Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Mandy Wilson, program coordinator at Ryandale Transitional House, as well as musicians Mike Brown and Shannon Smith, about their upcoming Rock for Ryandale fundraiser. The event promises an unforgettable night of music featuring an incredible lineup of local talent, including Carrick McAllister, Lukey Pell, Stunseed, Starfish Psyche, John Torres, Creatures of Habit, and Mike Brown, all performing in support of Ryandale Transitional Housing and their mission to provide safe, sober housing and supportive services for individuals experiencing homelessness in Kingston. You'll want to stay tuned for some special live performances from the CFRC studio. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on today's community takeover of our studios, we have a special group of guests here, actually. This is kind of a pleasant surprise for an afternoon. So we're talking with Ryandale, but we also have some musicians with us. And the reason why they're here, we'll talk about very shortly. But everyone, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
This is not Ryandale's first time on the show, but it is your first time here, Mandy. And I wonder if you want to give, in your own words, what Ryandale is, and then maybe tell listeners who you are and what your role is with the organization.
For sure, yeah. So Ryandale is a transitional sober living program that provides safe, stable housing for individuals experiencing homelessness while recovering from addiction. Residents can stay for up to 1 year while rebuilding their lives. And for us, recovery isn't just about staying sober. It's about rebuilding confidence, relationships, employment skills, and independence for our residents. So we provide more than just a bed. We provide support, we provide structure, life skills, a community, and a sense of hope for our residents. But yeah, that's the gist of what Ryandale does. A little bit about me. So I'm a woman of mixed ancestry that includes an Indigenous background. So I identify as Algonquin. And my role at Ryandale is to do program coordination. So I do the skill building, the gardening program. We have a rewards and recreation program and a few other programs that I'm responsible for running with the help of a woman named Avneet. So together, we build a monthly calendar that has all different types of programs that directly relate and sometimes indirectly relate to our residents' housing journeys. So sometimes we're out there learning how to build resumes. We've had recently a gentleman named Colby come in, and he's done information on Service Canada, how to access any information at Service Canada. And then we also do fun stuff. So we've been to things like, we've gone to powwows, we've also done fishing, we've done museums is another big thing that we do. But it's all about creating that sense of community and making sure guys have the skills, and women as well, because we now have a women's house, but making sure our residents have the skills required in order to be successful in life.
So maybe we can now introduce our other guests here, and that, I guess, will lead into why we're here today. Why are you here to support Ryandale?
Okay. Well, my name is Shannon, and I was in a youth group at Edith Rankin Memorial United Church. And in that youth group, we had a lady running the group. Her name was Lori Servage. She has passed on. She gave us an incredible experience. Non-denominational, you know, no judgment, that kind of thing. A wonderful safe space to grow as young people. And one of the things that we did in that group were outreaches for Ryandale House. I didn't really know what Ryandale House was, but we were making them food and, you know, raising money whenever we could, those kinds of things. And so after she passed away, I was like, I want to keep helping, right? And so Lukey, one of the musicians that we know, knew Steve, who works at Ryandale. And so I spoke to Steve and I said, I want to do something. I want to help. Can I host a concert? So in the fall, we had a small fundraising concert at the Spire, and it was lovely. And we're going to do what should hopefully be a bigger version of that this spring.
And this is Rock for Ryandale?
Rock for Ryandale. Okay. Yeah.
And what about you?
My name's Mike. I am not from Canmore. For those who get that joke, that's fun. For those that don't, that's okay.
I didn't.
We'll just, no?
No.
No, it's, was it Royal Canadian Air Force, or is it this hour is 22 minutes?
Okay.
Mike from Canmore. Anyway, apparently missed on all fronts here.
It's just been a while.
That's all right. That's all right. I grew up, I had difficult times growing up. I've battled with addictions most of my life. I've always wanted to be part of something that gave back and helped. And I've looked at different avenues in the past. Closest thing, I guess, that I've got to is after Chris Cornell died. We put on a tribute concert in June after he passed in 2017. And so when Shannon started getting this put together last year, I really wanted to be a part of it. But somebody needed to be home with the kids and support that front. So that's what I was that time. And this time, with a little bit more planning, I actually get to be a part of the front piece of it. So I'm very excited to be here and help out, you know, however I can.
And Mandy, maybe I'll bring it back to you if you want to share details of the event.
So Rock for Ryandale is going to be July 18th at the Spire on Sydenham Street. Doors open at 5:30. And then our tickets are on sale right now at Eventbrite for $15, or you can pay $20 at the door the day of the event. And we'll have all kinds of musicians. I know Shannon will be there as well. I think both of you are going to be there, right? Yeah. And then there's a bunch more musicians that we have lined up.
So it's actually, other than Mellow Lily, so Mike Brown is here this time. Mellow Lily is not. She's got gigs in Toronto, but it's the same musicians as last time. So John Torres, Lukey Pell, Carrick McAllister, Stunseed, and Creatures of Habit. Well, I'm there as Starfish Psyche, which is a project I'm building in which I bring people on stage to play along. That's my thing that I like to do.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It speaks to both your support of the organization, and you obviously had a good time and your musicians had a good time, if everyone basically has signed up to do it again. What was the experience like the first time you did it?
So for me, I'd been sort of away from music. I've been trying to find my way back, but it was almost like a rebirth, we'll say, in the best way, where I got to do something I love that I haven't done in a long time. And it was a wonderful experience. I got really good feedback from people saying, like, are you sure you haven't been doing this for the last bunch of years, you know? And I was like, seriously, it's been 20 years since I've organized any kind of a show. We both were in the music and digital media program at St. Lawrence many years ago. And so I used to organize concerts there. And other than that, like, I haven't organized a show in a very long time. But I got really good feedback, and people felt it was a very warm environment, and they really looked forward to going back.
I've spoken with a couple of folks from the Spire of late, and the work that they've put into that space to make it more comfortable and to make it a venue, it is a pretty special place to be.
And the feedback I got from residents as well was that it was really nice to be able to go to a concert where there was a sober environment, which is not something that's very common in Kingston or just in general in North America. Yeah, so it was a good opportunity for our guys to get out and have what some would call a small party without the actual, you know, party favors, because a lot of them struggle with addictions and things like that. And we are a sober living environment, so it's nice to provide those for community.
This is a conversation I've had with other groups as well, and particularly about the Spire, is that to have opportunities where, you know, there are some licensed events, but there are also some sober events, because it impacts a lot more people in the community than you think, and like people who just don't want to be around that. And also an earlier show.
Yes, I bumped it earlier, so we were a bit too late the first time.
Well, it's like an ambitious bill.
Yeah, the Spire was giving me a lot of coaching, honestly, because it had been a while. And then I was trying to think back to, like, we used to do gigs at the Mansion and Toucan and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, everybody wants a later show. But we were younger then. And everybody was, like, really struggling by the end. So I was like, okay, that's too late. We'll bump it earlier. Plus, being sober event, it's family friendly. Kids are more than welcome. We did have some teenagers come last time, and it's great. They were looking forward to getting out for the same reason. You know, I want a safe place to have a good time.
Maybe we can go back, Mandy, to talking about, I mean, you touched on some of the activities that you've done. It's a lot. This is a lot more than just housing.
Yes.
Transitional housing. You are working towards a goal, but it's very holistic in your approach.
So for us at Ryandale, not only the staff, but also the residents, a lot of them have experienced stigma from institutions, stigma from hospitals, from the police, from all kinds of government, or what I would consider to be, or what I would call colonial institutions, right? So we focus a lot on things like, me as an Indigenous woman, a lot of the residents are interested in alternative medicines. So we pair those with pharmaceuticals as well. So if people, you know, want to experience plants that they can utilize for, say, Band-Aids, we grow yarrow in the backyard, right? So the guys can use those in order to stop small cuts, bleeding, and things like that. And all of our programs are what I like to call resident-led. So we put out surveys around every 3 to 6 months, and we ask the individuals at Ryandale, what do you want to do and what is important to your housing journey? And we take that feedback and we curate the programs in that sort of way. So it's very resident-involved, and I would say it's directed by the staff. The things that we do with the residents are all suggestions that the residents have themselves. So focusing on that, not only are they more likely to show up to the programs, but they're also more likely to take away from the programs things that will benefit them in their housing journey in the long run.
And how many houses do you have now?
Currently, we have 5. To my knowledge, Ryandale started with 1 house and then expanded from there. And recently, we have opened up supportive housing. So we started with transitional, and then after transitional, the next thing is supportive housing. So when they graduate the transitional program, they get put into either a men's supportive and a woman's supportive house, and they will go into like I wouldn't say a triage system, but there's like certain steps. So they will come out of the shelter, they get put into a certain program, then they come to Ryandale, and then we're able to put them into another type of housing and then hopefully get them either subsidies or whatever it is they need to move into their own place. One of the things that I did want to touch on is that Ryandale is a sober living environment, but that doesn't mean all the guys or all the individuals who come to us have substance use concerns or in active recovery, because some of them, they just needed a bed to stay and they just needed that support, right? So although we are entirely sober and we have some what they would consider medium barrier that you have to kind of cross over to get into Ryandale, not all of our guys suffer from addiction. So we also focus a lot on peer support. So we have case managers who are talking to the guys, encouraging them to make their appointments or to check their emails, those basic life skills. And then we also have employment preparation and housing navigation. So once they get into Ryandale and they're a little bit stable, they can visit with our housing navigator. That position was recently put in at Ryandale, I think last year. The housing navigator, their sole responsibility is to look for housing and find the right fit for our residents. And then community connections is really important. So we work with the Kingston Frontenac Public Library. We work with a group called the Cataraqui Grandmother's Circle. We work with Indigenous and non-Indigenous organizations to find a way to support our residents as well. We also collaborate with other transitional housing organizations like Tipi Moza. And we also, very grateful, I will say, as an Indigenous Kwe, that our executive director and our board members are very focused on reconciliation. And I would go so far as to say it's reconciliation. We're teaching our residents about Indigenous ways of seeing, being, knowing, and understanding the world. We're also giving them a little bit of Indigenous history, and they respond really, really well with that holistic wellness aspect. So those are just some things that we incorporate into our Ryandale programming and just in general at Ryandale.
Yeah, and I think it's really valuable to talk about, because I don't think that people can even imagine sometimes the barriers that individuals face if they have been dealing with addiction or just find themselves unhoused. Basic things like, you can't get a job if you don't have an address.
And, yeah.
You know, what do you do if you've lost your birth certificate?
Or your health card. And like every success story at Ryandale starts with someone who believed that that individual deserved another chance or deserved a little bit of support. So that's what we provide here. And it's just belief in people, because, you know, we're all different. Everybody has their own quirks and things like that. And you never know what someone's story is on why they've experienced addiction or why they've experienced homelessness. And it's not always, you know, substance use, or it's not always a choice in a sense, right?
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, most people are a lot closer to losing their home than they are to becoming a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Maybe we can turn back to you two. You're not only here to talk. You might have heard a guitar strum somewhere in there. I understand you're going to play some music for us.
Yeah, one of the things that we love to do is play music. And that's actually how we met in a band. So this is a song that Mike wrote. We've played a different music projects for the last 10, well, known each other 10 years, but we've both been playing for many, many more than that. Yeah, so this is actually a more recent song that Mike has wrote.
This is the start of the year. I've been running a very sober journey, and probably about a month in, I'd got back into music more so than I had been in quite a while. And it was more acoustic, it was more intimate, raw, honest, I would say, as well. Yeah, I had been in more heavier bands in the past like 8 years. So it was a journey out of that. And I was just fairly burned out, and I didn't really want to even think about music. I don't even really listen to music very much anymore. I listen to a lot more podcasts and stuff like that, because it just doesn't excite me the way that it used to. And then one day I started playing music downstairs, and it just started formulating. It was in the depth of the night, and I started changing the way that I would write, because I would start writing a riff and I would like it, and then I would record it and then leave it and then say to myself, I'll come back to it. And I would never come back to it. I probably have 500 different songs, pieces of songs on my phone. So I just started kind of listening to what I'd call the muse. following it, allowing it to take me places. And yeah, it would steer me to the end of the ship, basically the end of the river, if you will, every time. Sometimes it'd be, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock by the time I finished, but it would still be done by the time I finished. Then I had a little recording of it, and I'd wake up the next day and I would analyze, is this actually a good song, or was I just insane at 12 o'clock at night? I don't know, but we will find out when the sun shines. Sometimes it works out, sometimes, yeah. But you got to take the kind with the swag, as they say. All right, so the song's called Mind and Bone.
Nothing feels any better. See the show breaking waves, feeling better. See the blood foaming up in the water. See the shark sniff it out, bite like butter. Don't we always say we're afraid of better? Until we find the words that we roll together. So why don't you forget about me?
He likes to put those breaks in there.
He likes a double applause, I see.
Shannon, I wonder if you could talk about Starfish Psyche. You were mentioning that this is a newer kind of experiment, a little bit more interactive with the audience.
Yeah. So, like, I've had the name for 10 years trying to figure out, like, oh, I love this name. I love what it means, but what do I do with it? So one of the things that I also do, I'm actually a student here at Queen's in Indigenous Knowledges and Perspectives, Quay. And some of the things, amazingly, what you were just saying about Ryandale is very much spot on with what my artistry is about. And so I also volunteer at the hospital, Burfor and Detox, and I play music. And one of the things I started doing therapeutically was bringing extra instruments for people to use. And it's really amazing to find, you know, a Toronto version of a Broadway singer in the group. And it, like, makes her day to sing along. And guitar players who used to be in bands, but substances may have kept them from doing so, right? So if I can hand them a guitar and it's like a new start, it's like I can still play. Or, you know, oh, wow, this felt so good, I forgot how to do this, right? So the name, to me, it means every soul matters, because there's a story about a boy walking down the beach and he's tossing starfish in the water. And some person comes by, they say, oh, there's too many, you know, don't waste your energy. And they're like, what does it matter? And he's like, it matters to this one, right? Every soul matters. Oh, I'm also a sound therapist. So music is healing for the soul. And so through my music, that's what I aim to do, is bring people in and say, here, play if that's your medicine. Like, if that's your medicine, do that. If not, if you want to listen, listen. For me, part of what's brought me to this is yoga. I've learned some yoga and done some yoga, and they talk that way about what's your medicine, right? But it also pertains to many, many systems, you know, of thinking. And so I found my way to the Indigenous Knowledges and Perspectives probably for that reason. Like, my brain thinks in a very similar way.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is there a music therapy possibility with Ryandale? I'm wondering, this just seems like such a lovely connection.
Yeah, one of the things we want to get started again is we used to have an individual come in as a volunteer, and they would just sit and play music, and they'd have song sheets. People could sing along if they want to. They would bring like maracas, or I think it's called a djembe.
Djembe.
There we go. Yeah. So like certain drums and things from different cultures were brought in. Unfortunately, that individual hasn't been able to volunteer with us due to personal reasons, but we would love if anybody else, like the two in this room, would be willing to. And then we actually have a gentleman who volunteers with us. His name's Thane. He owns Porch Hair Studios. He comes in for what we call haircuts and music. So we create like a barbershop kind of environment. He comes in, he does haircuts for two or three guys once a month, and we play music and just have that kind of like therapy music environment happening in the background. But no, we would love to include more stuff and possibly utilize your skills in the future. So
I have extra guitars that I bring, and I had way too many instruments. The hospital's borrowing them right now. But yeah, no, I love to share. I'm like, you know what? If it vibes you to shake a maraca, like, shake it with your heart.
Yeah. And music is healing.
Yeah,
it's a very important
absolutely.
Part of not only Indigenous cultures, but I think that just the ways that humans interact with each other, you know?
Singing is just, you know, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
it's part of us.
And I think that's one of the lovely things that Ryandale is doing too, is acknowledging that, and it kind of goes with what you were saying, the idea that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Different things speak to different people and mm-hmm. different practices. And so to be able to introduce people to a lot of different options and see the ones that speak to you is really special.
Also at the same time, we have very talented residents themselves, right? So we have one individual who lives at a house who teaches some of the other guys how to use tools and things like that. And we have residents that are learning how to do beading, that are learning their own hobbies and what they're into. So today, right now, Avneet is doing a photography workshop because there was one resident who had asked, I want to learn about photography. I have my own camera. I want to learn how to use it, how to do all these things. So we set this up, and it's actually brought in a few people who were like, oh, I didn't even know that I was interested in photography, but now that this is an option for me, I'm going to try it. So we open the doors for a lot of people just to learn who they are, because a lot of people weren't gifted the skills. And I say gifted specifically because we're gifted those skills from our parents and a stable home. And not everybody grows up with that, right? So a lot of the times we're not necessarily teaching people, but giving people the opportunity to be the best versions of themselves and also learn about themselves mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, just even to have confidence in yourself, to believe that you're capable of learning and exploring and have the space to do that.
The engagement in learning something new as well is so important for the brain and the development of it. And if you're in a transition state like that, like it's so important to find something. It can make or break the outcome.
It really can. And sometimes they'll try something that they're not interested in, or they decide, oh, that's not for me, but I learned a new skill that I can transfer somewhere else.
I'm currently learning how to sew so I can put a Macho Man costume together for Halloween, you know?
But you get those little beads of success, and
exactly.
You're like, oh,
it's like, oh, that's how you put that.
I am capable. I can do things. I can, you know, and then whatever that challenge is that people are facing, they might feel a little more confident that they can get through it.
Well, if you can learn one thing,
exactly.
It's like, okay, I didn't know how to do this. Now I do.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do this too.
I can learn how to do other things.
The hills don't seem as high.
Confidence. Yeah.
Shannon, would you like to play some music for us?
Yeah. Well, we're going to play it together. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike's just the better guitar player. I brought mine, but it might just sit here.
Well, it looks really good.
I thank you.
It's got great patches on the strap.
I like that. Is it it's called a capo, right?
It is, yes. Yeah. My tie-dye capo. This is, okay, so there's a story for this song, actually. So Mike heard this song on Spotify, and he said, you should do this song. It sounds like you.
I used to be a massage therapist, and I'd have these playlists that would play for
still
hours at a time.
Saturdays.
Still am, kind of, yeah, part-time. But yeah, I heard this time and time again, and I said to her, like, I think you would do really well singing this song. Like, the voice really, really fit. Mm-hmm. So we tried it.
Yeah.
It worked out well. Yeah. And you've kept it ever since. I actually didn't know that you did.
Yeah, I play this at the hospital sometimes.
A couple of months ago, I think I heard Joy Williams again, and I was like, oh yeah, that song. I was like, do you remember that song? She's like, yeah, I play that all the time. And I was like, oh, okay then.
Wandering soul, wandering mind, wondering what's gone wrong with me, and try not to try. Oh, call, I'll say I'll understand, but I don't at all. 'Cause the trouble with watching is I want you. The trouble with watching is I want you. The trouble with watching is I want you. And I want you all the time. The trouble with watching is I want you. The trouble with watching is I want you. The trouble with watching.
A little pause this time.
Just in case.
If you're just tuning in, you've just enjoyed a little sneak peek of some of the music that you could have the opportunity to hear at an upcoming concert fundraiser for Ryandale Transitional Housing. Mandy, if people want to find out about this event and keep in touch with other events you have going on, because Ryandale has a lot of fundraisers and activities that go on throughout the year,
People can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, pretty soon to be TikTok as well. And we also have a YouTube, and all of those accounts are under Ryandale Transitional or Ryandale Transitional Housing. So you can follow us on there to find out more about events that we're going to do. And you can also pretty soon find events on our Facebook and social media that will be related to our resident fundraising committee. So our residents have actually gotten together and decided that they would like to start fundraising for themselves so that they can do things like alumni breakfasts if they wanted to, you know, take themselves out for dinner or do something collectively together, have a barbecue, whatever that may be. So you'll see some events about our fundraising committee as well pretty soon.
Very amazing.
And if people want to support, obviously go to the concert. It's at the Spire. You've just heard some of the music. You know it's going to be a fantastic evening. But if people can't make it, or if they want to support with a one-time donation, with a regular donation, how do they do that?
One-time donations can be sent via e-transfer. I think it's info@ryandale.ca. But if you get a hold of us either by sending an email or messaging our Facebook, any of our social medias, there will be someone on the other end that can direct them exactly how to do whatever specific donation they want. But at the same time, if you can't donate money, that's okay too. We're also asking for people who can donate their time. So we have a variety of volunteers that do all kinds of different things. We're looking for volunteer drivers to drive our food bank van. So we pick up food deliveries for our residents who have accessibility concerns. We have volunteers that come in just to spend time with the residents. And we also have volunteers who, if you have a skill or something that you want to share with somebody, and there's nobody for you to share it with, you can always share them with our guys at Ryandale. So we have people that come in that teach the guys how to make soap, how to budget, fire starting. It might seem like it's super simple, but even the simplest thing that you can teach one of our residents, we're totally open to that. So you can get a hold of us. And then we have monthly volunteer orientations that we'll sign everybody up for and make sure they have everything they need to go.
And how many people do you have across the houses?
Transitional and supportive. So across our 5 houses, we have the capacity for 38 residents.
So it's also, I would imagine, a pretty rewarding volunteer experience because it's a smaller group that you'd be working with. So it's not one-on-one, but I'm sure you'd get to know the residents that you're showing skills to.
Yeah, for sure. We have opportunities for one-on-one mentorship. Like, for example, the guy who wants to learn photography, we do have someone that can come in specifically to work with him to teach him how to do photography. Or there are some people who teach skills like sewing or basic skills like that. So if anybody is looking to share those skills or wants to come volunteer their time for Ryandale, we are totally open to that as well.
Do you have any co-op opportunities for high school or SLC or anything like
that? So for Ryandale volunteers, our volunteers do have to be 18 plus in order to work with our residents, but there are certain opportunities that we can have for co-op students to come volunteer at our volunteer tables. So when we go out into community, it'll be myself, sometimes it's Avneet, sitting at a table sharing information. We can always have co-op students come in to do that from universities, and we can explore the option for high school as well, because I think that would be a great opportunity for them to get hours and also experience more things out in their community and see what kind of services are out there.
And you know, I wonder too if maybe it's finding the right organization, even if it's a school specifically, to do what I did when I was 12 and up anywhere between that tween phase to teenagerhood. We were a church group, but anybody could do that.
Yes. So yeah. Community outreach, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that brings the youth in.
Yeah.
It gives purpose. And in today's world, it's so hard to find purpose. It's something rewarding that you can be proud of, especially for people that age. It's very, very difficult to find meaning.
Well, I've spoken with the folks at like the Youth Diversion Group, for example, and that's really what they're doing is like finding activities, you know, alternatives to just sitting alone or sitting on your phone or, you know, interacting with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's like, get out.
Yeah.
We have a pretty incredible community here in Kingston, and there's lots to do if you know how to find it. And, you know, accessibility is always an issue. And so it's, as you say, like finding the right organizations that can help facilitate those activities. I think we're running close to the end of our time here, and I will ask if you want to play another song as we wrap up. But Mandy, is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up our conversation today?
Just that Rock for Ryandale is a fundraising event. And although we have many grants that pay for specific programs at Ryandale, events like Rock for Ryandale help open even more doors for our residents. So these things can provide food, it can provide utilities, money for transportation, programming, recovery supports, activities that build community. So we really appreciate anybody who wants to come join us for Rock for Ryandale on July 18th.
Okay, and where do they get tickets?
They can get tickets on the Ryandale Eventbrite, but if you just Google Rock for Ryandale, it will be the first thing that pops up, and you can just check the Eventbrite for tickets. It'll be $15 on Eventbrite, or you can pay $20 at the door the night of if you want to enter that way.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking with you. As I mentioned before, this isn't my first time talking to Ryandale as an organization, but it's been really lovely having the opportunity to talk to different individuals and kind of see Ryandale from different perspectives. And I really appreciate your insight and the role that you're doing with the organization.
Yeah, well, miigwech bizindaoge, thank you for listening and thank you for having me. It's been an amazing opportunity to see the studio and also meet you and also be up close and intimate with the artist. I've seen Shannon perform and I was part of the, I think I had one of the shakers in the crowd. I was really excited about that. That was actually my favorite part of the show was the interactive part. I like to do stuff, right? So, and I like to say, if you're always learning, you're never bored, so...
Well, and for the ADHD folks too, sometimes having an opportunity to move and participate and not feel like you have to sit still and like sit on your hands can be beneficial.
I will say Shannon puts the diverse in neurodiverse sure. with all the instruments.
And that's the whole point, which is lovely. I'm glad that that comes across that way because I find, I guess, I don't know if it was my journey or how I ended up here, but I've just noticed everybody's medicine is something different. I offer that. I'm just like, you pick what is good for you because we know deep down innately what's best for us.
Well, maybe while Mike is finding capo. You mentioned the special items on your guitar strap.
Yeah, brother-in-law made this, so I've kept that for many, many years. These I got at Day of Reconciliation down in Confederation.
For listeners.
Sorry, you can't see.
Yeah.
So the thing I said my brother-in-law made, it's a blue and pink rope bracelet. He made me a bracelet, but I said, I'm going to put this on my guitar. So it holds my strap on my guitar, and I've used it for many, many years. And then I have a feathers patch that I sewed on, and this one was a gift that I got, and it was kind of a funny story. So I didn't have cash, and she only took cash. And so I was like, oh, you know, no problem. And then she called me back. She said, take it. And I was like, no, 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 right? Because that's what we're taught to do. No, no, no. She's like, excuse me, you don't refuse a gift.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's how she got
I was
you.
Like, okay. I just learned, you know, something that I didn't know. So, yeah. So I took it and I proudly display it. I also picked up a button, Every Child Matters, it says. This one I had ordered for myself. And my brother passed away about 10 days after the last Rock for Ryandale. And he was gay, black, from Toronto. And I wanted to put that on to honor him. And as well, I'm personally incredibly inclusive, and I want to display that. And then every
and
mother...
It is a rainbow...
A rainbow love patch. Yeah. Yes. And then I have a button, Every Mother is a Working Mother, and my mom gave me that. For her, it's that...
Validation.
Yeah, of, you know what, you are working hard, you know, even if you're at home with the kids or whatever that role is, that is work.
Some of the hardest work.
Yeah, especially when we have some neurodivergence in our family, and it has its days. Today was one of those
days.
Yeah.
And I will say... particularly grateful that you were able to take time and come down today because I know it's not always easy to carve that time out. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us and giving us this opportunity to promote the event, the artists, the organization. It's a wonderful platform, so we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I feel like after kind of a runaround start to the afternoon, this has just been so like grounding.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, going back to that whole music is medicine that we were talking about earlier, it's like I was nervous coming in here because I'm like, oh no, I'm going on the radio on behalf of my workplace. But this break in between of listening to you has been very calming for my nervous system.
Love it.
So miigwech for that. We just want to thank our sponsors for the event, KCCU, Kingston Community Credit Union, Marin Pest Management, and Skyline Living for sponsoring Rock for Ryandale, which is again July 18th. Doors open at 5:30.
$15. Find it on Eventbrite. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.